Welcome to Randling On. Join us as we explore the dynamic realms of business and life, uncovering invaluable lessons from our journeys. Each episode offers wisdom and practical advice for your own path to success. Let's embark on this adventure together. I hope you enjoy. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of Randling On. Today I'm joined by a good friend of mine, Kayvon. He's been focusing on an ad agency lately and a construction company as well. Can you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about that?
Hello, friends, families, and spectators. My name is Kayvon Andres. I am 23 years old, actually 24 next week. Super exciting.
Very exciting.
But yeah, I lived in the U.S. for the past 10 years, trying to live the American dream, doing what I can to succeed within my industries and ultimately build a business that's bulletproof and having fun along the way.
Oh, yeah. You got to enjoy the journey. It's the best part.
Yeah, I mean, where else? There's no story if it's too easy.
Exactly. Oh, I woke up one day, started something, and then I was the best at it.
Yeah, that's called being a trust fund kid. There's none of that here. Trust me, I wish I was, but no.
Don't we all? I mean, we know a few, and they're pretty bored, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, you lose kind of purpose. It depends. It depends how you're raised at the end of the day.
That's very
true.
Because
if your parents, you know, there's two types of parents, or wealthy parents, or any kind of parents. One that'll give their kids everything without giving a shit, and ones that will give nothing while caring a lot.
No, 100%.
So it depends on which side you are on, but
and they focus more on like the teachings than just like giving.
Yeah, rather like, than the
have the maid raise them.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, for my kid, I mean, I don't want it that way, but I want to give my kids everything they ever want because I want to spoil the shit out of them, you know. But at the same time, it's a fine line.
You gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, it's a very fine line between turning them into spoiled rats and then, you know, having a good human being. But as long as you reward and punish at the right time, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with giving your kids everything you ever want.
Yeah.
Or they ever want.
So how's the ad agency been going? That's fairly new.
So the agency has been, for some context, has been running since about August of last year. We've been doing well. Obviously, we're facing different bottlenecks as we scale and as we grow. Just like any business, you solve one issue, you run into another problem. It's just, you know, the problem solution cycle. I mean, if anybody watches Alex Ramosi, you'll be very familiar with that. He's big. He explains that very well, better than
He's
I ever could.
He's the inspiration for this podcast.
He is. I mean, I actually got Evan onto him.
Yes,
I call him.
This is the man.
I call
right
him
here.
The Jesus of business. So,
he is
because he looks like him, just like a super Jack Jesus.
Yeah.
You know? No cross could hold him, but yeah.
No, then he might fall down.
Yeah, no, so I'm just following one person is very important. Just getting sidetracked here. But yeah, so the agency going very well, facing different bottlenecks, but you know, that's just gives us an opportunity to provide more value to our clients. So what is an ad agency? We run ads for our clients, paid ads on social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. And we help businesses either scale by selling more products or getting more clients through the door that never heard of them before, or if they heard of them but never actually converted, we actually help them with that. But the problem with that is with lead gen services, so local businesses, getting the leads is one thing, but converting them is another. So this is 100%. Where we come in as well. At first we were just a lead agency, but now we're a growth partner where we help with obviously customer acquisition through lead gen, customer conversion, and then customer retention, because LTV, lifetime value of a customer, is extremely important.
Oh, of course.
So that's what we help businesses ultimately work on, their offers and their pricing and their structure, so that they can get the most juice out of every client that comes through their door rather than a one-time transaction or no transaction at all.
What was the name of the agency again?
KAS Agency, CAS Agency.
CAS Agency. And it was like Kayvon...
Andre Suri, yeah, my initials.
Yeah. And then there's just John.
And there's John, yeah.
John,
yeah, like he's like a brother to me.
He's
also own
guy.
Caskey Construction. Again, the theme Caskey. We're just trying to keep it simple. Cass was just me, so it was just called Cass, but now John is also part of the business as well. I'm trying to grow everything with him on the construction and real estate side, as well as
the agency side as well.
And marketing related business that we're doing. Simply put, because all my history is in marketing and on the online landscape, while his is in real estate. So
yeah,
we each have our strong suits in both businesses.
It plays into each other.
Yeah, exactly. So we're a great duo.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's always important when you try to when you want to work with someone is you want to make sure that they have all the skill sets that you don't have or
they
want to
complement your own.
Exactly, yeah, because having a copied version of you is great. You just get, you know, you do more of the same stuff, but then when it comes to growing, you're a little stuck, so.
Yeah, because you both get stuck.
Yeah, no, and then we can easily learn from one another in different areas. So, yeah. Finding a good business partner that you can trust, because trust me, I've gone through a few.
I've heard those stories.
Yeah, people that are promising the world, but at the end of the day, know nothing about what they're doing, and then just sound fancy and use big words to lure you in. And when they're your friends, I mean, it's very hard to weed out, but, you know, ultimately, you'll have to deal with that over time. And
yeah, you got to be very wary of, you know, who you're going into business with. Not even from just you. I've heard stories from Dylan, people taking his ideas and just, like, stealing his businesses. And his business ideas just right up from underneath the people that he thought were friends, so.
Yeah, when that's beyond the business standpoint, I feel like that's something you learn a lot over the years. I mean, granted, I'm still very young, you're even younger.
Yeah.
But just like, I've been put through a few life experiences recently showing me that I can count on a lot less people than I actually thought, so.
It's good to keep your circle small.
Yeah, exactly. It just keeps getting small over the years. 100%. A good friend of mine, and he's like my older brother. I don't even consider a friend, just beyond. He's family now. Vamsi, Mr. Vamsi.
Vamsi?
I think you know him, right?
I think I met him once or twice, or you've talked about him for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like my older brother, and he always calls this shit ahead of time. He's like, "Yo, watch out, this person will do that, or expect this from that person. Like, you will, you know, it's never going to be smooth." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever, I trust them." Like,
yeah,
you know, you're just trying to be like, I don't know, overcritical or whatever. But hey, turns out
he's right. Yeah.
And he loves telling me, "I told you so." You know, so
I bet. Yeah,
great satisfaction for him. But ultimately, you know, bigger story there is, you know, lessons learned.
Oh yeah, I mean, life definitely has a lot of lessons to offer, especially in that area, without a doubt. But so for like the ad agency, what are some of the main, I guess, campaigns that really stand out to you and that have had, like, either issues or problems, and, like, what tactics have you used to fix them? But what really stands out?
So we've worked with different industries, and, you know, the more industries you work with, the more you realize which ones you can help more and which ones you can help less. Ultimately, the same quality of work will yield different results in different sectors, naturally. For example, if you take in like a med spa, for example, any business that has personal, you know, appearance services such as, I don't know, Botox, lip injections, any of that sort of stuff, or a car dealer. Why am I saying these two? Because we work with both. Car dealers, you know, people care about their cars, but not nearly as much as they care about their own body, you know? So
yeah.
You could be doing a great campaign, get all the leads you want, but then converting them is a lot harder, even though your offer is great. You know, like, I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, we've done very well for our detailer partners, but med spas are just so much easier to convert.
Oh, I bet. You know, I mean, especially, like, I was just talking about this with Gary on a previous podcast here, and we were just talking about how, like, health and, like, the natural side of health has definitely, like, grasped and took hold, and it's become this very big and very popular trend lately with the organics and the all-natural foods, and people are starting to realize a lot of the stuff that they put in our body, and people are finding alternatives to, you know, your classic ER doctor or whatever it may be. People are going to, like, IV bars. I don't know if you've met Dr. Steph, but she owns Thrive IV.
Yeah.
And she's been doing really well there. I mean, Sloan works there, my girlfriend, and she's been talking to me about how busy it's been lately, and it's really been ramping up for her.
Yeah.
So it's just like a lot of those alternative health places that people are starting to turn to and really noticing a difference rather than, you know, your classic doctor's office. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, just like any business, every industry is continuously evolving. So whether that's medical, whether that's technological, there's always a new method or better method to pursue and to use for your own benefit. So, you know, as long as you stay on top of the trends and you adapt, you know, let's say you're a traditional doctor, how do you counter these things? Obviously, you will always be needed, but you know, who knows in 20 or 30 years what medicine will look like, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we won't need chiropractors anymore, or I mean, God knows what, you know, what the future holds, but you know,
just, I mean, back in the day, not too long ago, probably like 50, 60 years ago, people didn't really hear chiropractors.
Yeah.
And now they're pretty big. I mean, kids are going to them, you know? And then when it first came around, people was like, oh, it's for old people, all middle-aged. And now my cousin, who's 8, went to one.
Chill.
You know?
Yeah, like that is pretty crazy.
It's definitely always changing and evolving and always reaching different customer bases.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of that in the pet food as well. We've definitely, like, the pet food market has definitely drafted more towards a more, like, natural side of things. Like, so, like, with Blue Collar, I tried to achieve, like, the no preservatives, all natural, no additives kind of products. And a lot of people will come up to me and tell me that they really appreciate that, and that's really what they've been looking for lately, because they've heard the stories and the articles or the documentaries about it, so it's definitely where you want to be for the ads.
Yeah, I saw an ad actually for a dog product. I forgot what the name of the company was. But
was it like HelloFresh or Farm
to Pet? There was something about like no living being should eat processed foods, and it's a video of a...
Shouldn't
eat processed foods, yeah, and then it's a video of like a cute HelloFresh dog that looks... Probably could be, yeah.
Is it in like a clear package?
I think so. It's like, it looks like it's all blended together.
Yeah, I think that's HelloFresh. Yeah. They're very popular. Or there's another one, I believe it's called Farm to Pet. I mean, there's more than that, but those are like the ones that really are prominent in the industry, I feel like.
Yeah.
And got a hold, at least down here in Southwest Florida.
I mean, ultimately, everybody's trying to, you know, make themselves live longer, and their pets too, you know, so it's like there's...
People love their pets.
Yeah, they're like, you can't buy his time, you know, so what can you do to get more of it?
Exactly. Know? I mean, that's take care of yourself, and yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, especially like with what we intake. Like, food is another very big part of it that people don't really seem to realize. Like, what we eat has so much to play, that it comes into place.
Yeah, I mean, human bodies are very complex machines, you know, so between diet, exercising, mobility. Mobility is a huge one.
There's
so many factors that go into living a good life, or a good healthy life, rather than, you know, a shitty life when you're past your 50s or 60s where you can't even move.
Yeah.
For some, exactly. You know, like, and that all that can be prevented 30 years ahead of time, but people are just like, oh, I'm young, you know,
I'm fine,
I'll feel whatever that way, you know, I'm not concerned, but
yeah,
no, turns out you are.
John. Yeah.
But yeah, do you know, actually I found out something recently. Do you know what a blue city is? Or is, I think it's called a blue city.
No.
Yeah, no, a blue zone. Sorry.
Blue zone?
Yeah. You know what a blue zone is?
No.
It's an area or city where people live to be over 100. And it's been studied over the years. Like, there's a few, there's one, I think Costa Rica or in
Japan. Japan's gotta be
There's one city in Japan, one apparently, maybe the biggest one. There's one in Europe, I forgot the cities exactly, but in Japan it was Okinawa. And point being is, people studied that, and you know, there has to be a pattern. Why do these people live longer than others, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
And now they are trying to build more of these with like a program for each city for people to live an extra few healthy years of good years.
No way.
If they abide to the program. So I mean, that's going to be a whole other business. That, I mean, imagine you can give people three extra healthy lives, like almost guaranteed, you know, from the track record. It's worth gold, like more than gold. I don't even know what to say or
no,
to
that,
to, but
that's extremely interesting. And yeah. I mean, just from the business aspect, like it's kind of how the world works, but that's going to be a cash cow, you know, People are going to flock to those cities because, like you were saying, you can't buy time. That's the only thing that is, like, it's like the more scarce material on the planet, time.
Yeah. And the same friend was telling me about that, said, like, 3 years are worth, like, $100 million, an extra 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Per person?
I guess, I mean, I don't know who would pay $100 million to live another three, because, first of all, nobody can afford that except the ultra-wealthy, but just point being is that there's some people are willing to pay a lot of money to live longer, you know?
Just 3 years.
Just 3 years. And imagine if we get to 4 or 5.
And beyond that, yeah. I mean, I read a study that was saying, like, with the advancements of modern medicine, that we would be living, like, till, like, I want to say 120, and probably by 2060. Like, people that are born in 2060 will be living to, like, 120 on average.
You know what's funny is that the same friend, I wish I could credit him, but I don't know if he wants his name to be dropped out there, but he was telling me the same way, like, if I get started now with the same programs that he has in mind, he could give me an extra 20 years. Like, I would, the way, when I'm 85, I would feel like he is feeling at 60.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a very healthy 60-year-old, like, very, very healthy and active 60-year-old. So I was like, please show me the way. Like, I'm all ears. Like, I'll be there.
That's wild.
Yeah. The way your head is covering the camera.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I got to figure out how I'm going to implement the camera.
Yeah, this is only podcast number two. This is in the works.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm getting there. It'll take a little, probably 100 more podcasts, but I'll never be perfect. No such thing as perfection. So
I mean, you are very familiar with Mr. Hormozy over there. He did what he did podcast for 4 years before getting any sort of real traction. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of doing it for fun, though.
Yeah,
it is fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to people, and I enjoy learning about their lives and their businesses and like what they've learned. Steal their secrets. It's my little cheat sheet.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Hey, kill be killed, you know?
Exactly. learn from lessons others made, not the lesson. So I don't have to face the same expensive lessons.
Yeah. That's why finding a mentor is super important, because they obviously made all the mistakes in the book. But the more successful, the
better the mentor.
Yeah, but also at the same time, if you build a certain size of an empire, you know, if you reach the 10 million mark, 100 million mark, or $1 billion mark, there are different issues that you face along the way.
Oh, yeah.
So the higher you go, obviously, you will have
to face more issues. It's a total separate industry.
Yeah, yeah. Like, these are big leaps and very different approaches to go from, you know, to make these jumps, but...
Yeah, and I don't think people understand the difference between a million and a billion. So, like, I was looking into it with some people. We were sitting there working, talking about, like, the transfer from $1 million net worth to billion. And I was like, somebody said that the a million seconds is like 30 days, right? A billion seconds is like 500 years. Like, don't quote me on that, but it's something very similar to that, and it's wild to
me. Yeah, it puts it into perspective. It's like a different way to think about it.
It's insane. Like, the dramatic difference and the dramatic leap from million to billion, and especially in the business and those industries and all that, like Apple's a $1 trillion company, Microsoft's a $1 trillion company.
You know, Apple is worth more than the entire French stock market.
Wow.
Or it was like a few billion short, but I mean, it's just a matter of time. Like, that was like a few weeks ago, so I'm sure by now they're
ahead. Well, I heard somebody surpassed Apple. Was that Microsoft, I want to say?
Maybe Tesla. I don't know.
Could be Tesla. I don't know. Yeah. Elon Musk just throws money at it at this point, so. Yeah.
Just speaking of a mentor, imagine having him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's already brilliant. Got so much shit going on in his head. I don't know if he could actually mentor someone because of all the projects he's got going on, but.
Dude, I would pay him all the money I would ever earn just to follow him around.
Yeah, at that point, you need something else than money.
Yeah, no, he already has money, so, like, you'd have to find something more personal, something, because, like, you can't give somebody something they already have. That's like giving me a bag of dog treats. I'm like, thanks, I got, like, hundreds downstairs.
Especially when it comes to money. Like, I feel like money is, you know, it's the standard, but at the end of the day, you know, people appreciate you thinking outside the box and coming up with different things, you know?
So yeah.
For their time, especially people like that who can't have anything they ever want.
Yeah, I was listening to one of Alex's podcasts, and he was basically saying, like, about persuasion and all of this. And one of the ways that he got to, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't want to sit down to them, didn't want to talk to him, none of that.
Yeah, and then that story is cool.
Yeah, and then he ended up giving Arnold's charity $1 million, donated $1 million to his charity. And then Arnold was like, okay, I'll sit down with you. And then he sat down with him like a couple more times after that. Yeah. So he gave money to something that he really cared about, and not just to him, because he doesn't need more money. But giving it to something that he really cares about, really, like, made a difference in his mind. And it was like, okay, yeah, maybe I should sit down with this guy.
He also shows character. You know, like, if you're willing to think outside the box and find a creative way to get a hold of someone, you know, they're a lot more likely to hear you out because they respect the methods you've used to reach them, you know?
Yeah.
So.
No, 100%. It's pretty interesting, though. Alex is a smart man. If you haven't listened to his podcast, definitely give it a shot. It's called The Game on Spotify and Apple Music, and he's got $2 now. He's coming out with a third. He keeps talking about it.
It's already done, apparently.
It's done. He just hasn't released it yet.
Yeah, you know, he just wants to build the hype. I mean,
I've been thinking. I think it's either going to be like marketing and sales.
It's sales.
It's sales. I know it. Yeah. It's sales. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah, because I mean, it only makes sense.
He's got offers, leads, and then what was next? Sales.
Yeah, sales. Yeah.
And then.
Because he speaks about marketing in all of them. You know, like there's. Yeah. You can't escape marketing. That's why, you know, I used to make so much fun of people that got marketing majors, because I felt like that was like the go-to. You know, it's the same for a business major. I am a business major, by the way, and also going for a master's degree in business with a concentration in digital marketing, just for the piece of paper and for the visa. But
for the visa.
I used to make fun of them, but it's actually one of the most important industries, because without marketing, you don't sell anything. You don't sell anything, you have more money. So,
yeah,
it's the root cause of success is proper marketing.
Definitely. It's very important.
And a good problem, of course. But
yeah. Solve a good problem, then you'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, but if nobody knows that you're selling this great problem that everybody has, then it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. So. Yeah. They go hand in hand. But thanks so much for coming on today. It was nice to pick your brain. I really appreciate it.
This was actually great and like much more fun conversation than I expected it to be. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be a podcast and, you know, talk business and whatnot, but I feel like it flew.
It
flows very well.
Yeah, it's a good time. I've only done two, but the one before this was similar. I just like having fun on here, being entertaining, and hope some people out there can learn a little bit about business, maybe get inspired to do what they've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Stop listening to your parents. They don't know anything about you. You know about you.
That is true, especially if you have brown parents. They will dictate your life. So be careful.
Coming from a brown man.
Yeah.
He's not racist. Anyways, thank you again, Kayvon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, homie.